USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No more gas from Russia to Finland. The Kremlin has cut off the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. North Korea says it found nearly 220,000 more people with feverish symptoms, even as leader Kim Jong-un claimed progress in slowing a largely undiagnosed spread of COVID-19. He hinted at easing virus restrictions to help an economy on the decay. Experts say Pyongyang is certainly downplaying the true scale of how the virus has spread among the unvaccinated populace. Once again, the major indexes on Wall Street lost, this time for the sixth straight week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries at the time of the shooting. The Syracuse area native moved to western New York a decade ago to take care of her brother as he fought leukemia. Drury is known by friends and family as Robbie. She's being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. A tornado that touched down in northern Michigan killed at least two people and injured more than 40. The twister hit the town of Gaylord Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. One building appeared to be largely collapsed. Utility poles and debris are found along the side of the road. A shelter has been set up at a church. The last time Gaylord had a severe windstorm was more than two decades ago. A state of emergency has been declared for Otsego County. Former President Trump has paid the $110,000 in fines for being held in contempt by a New York state court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The U.S. and South Korea will consider joint military exercises to deter North Korea's nuclear threat. Pyongyang has defended its nuclear program, calling it necessary against what it described as threats from the United States. It has long described joint military exercises as rehearsals for an invasion. Allies have described the exercises as a defense. Both President Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in affirmed the remarks at a joint news conference that shared their goal is complete denuclearization of North Korea. It's also another sign that Washington is still concerned about North Korea.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration takes intelligence very seriously that says North Korea could launch nuclear missile tests while President Biden is visiting East Asia.
With each test, they are trying to advance their program and their capabilities. And that's worrisome because those capabilities pose a threat, a very real threat to security and stability on the peninsula, let alone the region, and even beyond the region.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States is ready to act in coordination with its allies in response to any show of aggression by East Asian countries like North Korea and China. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We do thank you for listening, and be sure to listen to us anywhere you are at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.